Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Hey guys, this right here is not an educational episode. It's just an episode that is just some really cool stuff that I've come across. But first, let me thank everyone who listens. The podcast has definitely reached a lot of places around the world, and I'm super excited about that. We have some regular listeners here in the United States, like St. Petersburg, Florida, New Caney, Tampa, Florida, Lexington, Kentucky, Wesley Chapel, Richmond, Johannesburg, Riverview, Metairie, St. Paul, Rochester. And then like we have a listener out in Taiwan, Taipei, Brisbane, Australia, Valencia, Spain, Copenhagen, Denmark, Glasgow, UK, like a bunch of really cool places basically that this podcast has reached. Now, for the surprising stuff or the interesting stuff, I was able to get my hands on an ATLS manual, the 10th edition. Now, ATLS is Advanced Trauma Lifesaver, and it came out, it was born from the ACS, or the American College of Surgeons, and they saw a need for advanced trauma life-saving measures and advanced trauma protocols. And so years gone by, and the ENA saw a need for nurses, for them to be more effective in traumas, they decided to team up with the ACS and came up with TNCC, which is Trauma Nurse Core Course. Now, the TNCC certification, as of right now, in 2025, October 28th, can only be held by a registered nurse, an RN, and an LVN, LPN like myself. I can hold a letter of completion, and I believe that is true for paramedics as well. They're only able to hold a letter of completion. So it's just really interesting. So with me being naive, I don't believe that there is much difference in ATLS from the 10th edition to the 11th edition. But again, that is me being naive. So if you're a physician and you're like, this dude doesn't know what the hell he's talking about, you're right. I don't. I'm not a physician. I'm a nurse. But just, I don't believe it much could have changed. But then again, as of 2025, October 28th, the AHA is coming under fire because they're coming out basically saying that if I'm not mistaken, I'm not abreast on all this stuff because I'm in school, but they're saying that Epi is no longer effective. And they're also saying that the Lucas device is no longer effective. And so it's just odd. Now, I was in the 75th Ranger Regiment when the Lucas device was premiered, and they were experimenting with it, if I'm not mistaken, in trying to see how effective it would have been in like battlefield combat settings. And so we were kind of trained up on it. It was really interesting back then. And now here it is in the United States. And so another interesting one was right when I was ETSing out of the military, the Ranger, I don't know if it was the Ranger Regiment, it might have been the Ranger Regiment who was leading the charge on this. But they also came out with the ROLO program, or the Ranger Olo Titer program, which is basically the walking blood bank program. And it's basically just infusing low titer O negative blood to everyone. And that was basically it. And now here we are in 2025. And that is also a protocol in trauma now. So it's very interesting to kind of see how that stuff kind of made its way out of RSOF into the civilian sector. So, but regardless, I am super excited to see that I was able to find an ATLS manual, and I hope here in the next few weeks I'm able to get this stuff uploaded. That way, if you are a trauma junkie like myself, you're able to understand the reasonings and the whys behind certain things. So with all that being said, thank you guys for listening from wherever you're listening from, and I greatly appreciate it. Keep listening, because when you do, it helps the program or the website or whatever it is that you're listening on. It helps push this podcast to more people. And so I'm very grateful for that. And I'm also finding out that the more information that I put into Notebook LM, which is where all this stuff is coming from, that it's having a hard time staying true to itself or whatever it's called. So that's when you start getting that hashtag tag thing whenever they're getting ready to introduce a new section, or in one of the particular episodes, it went through and it just kept repeating itself, but it would repeat a sentence and then it would say something else. Or in one particular episode, like, it just kind of went silent for a few seconds and then it kicked back on. So I'm starting to find out that it does have its limitations, and I'll just have to start keeping the material under those limitations. So thank you guys again for listening. I'm very grateful for it all, and it's really cool to see kind of how this thing is growing. I hope you guys have an amazing day, night, whatever it is that you're in. For me, it's a day, so hope you have an amazing day. Peace.
Hey,
oh boy, got some blood going.
Yeah, blood.
He's wearing it too.
Welcome to the bed. When you get over to the bed, we'll go ahead and give you the story. This is all going to happen super fast. Welcome to the emergency room.
70-year-old female, single driver of a vehicle. Appears that she went off-road into a ditch, rolled over her car onto a trailer, caved in the top of the vehicle, was caved in, so she was hanging out partially from the window.
For 45 minutes of CPR. No. We can stop CPR.
Six over.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.